Son kicked his legs stubbornly out of my reach. "Why are you making this so difficult?"
"Problems?"
My dad came into the living room then, dressed smartly in his grey suit, his grey hair combed neatly. He was ready at least. "Oh no, we're fine," I said, through gritted teeth, as I tried to hold Harry's leg still. "It's just that wearing shoes isn't something we want to do today." I tried to smile at my dad, but frustration rose up inside. As Harry kicked his feet again. He was wearing a kilt in the Fraser clan colours and looked adorably handsome in it with his tuft of auburn hair. He would be 2 years old next month, and I hoped that the terrible twos weren't rearing their head already.
"Heather!"
Rory, my boyfriend, called out then, opening the front door. We could feel the draft instantly.
"I can't get Prince out of the paddock. It's a two-man job, unfortunately."
"I've got my hands full here," I snapped back, my patience evaporating.
"Angus is busy, Hev," Rory replied. "If you ever want us to get to the church."
I closed my eyes for a moment. Sometimes it felt like I was constantly holding back a scream.
"Let me do those shoes,"
my dad said quickly, scooting down beside me.
"You go and help Rory, and then we'll get going,"
he added gently.
"And don't worry, we have plenty of time." Even though it was a lie, I appreciated the attempt to stop me from worrying. He knew me too well.
"Thanks, Dad. Thank God you're here," I said, standing up.
"Fine, I'm coming," I called back to Rory.
I walked out quickly, relieved that my dad had just come for his annual Christmas day with us. There were just 2 weeks left until Christmas, but there was a threat of snow and we didn't want either of us stranded from the other, so he had come now. It was hard enough to manage a toddler without having to help run a farm in the Highlands in winter, and on top of all that, we had to attend a Christmas wedding as well. In the hallway, I pulled on my sparkly wellies, bought for me one Christmas by Rory, to try to ease the pain of me not being able to wear my beloved high heels to work anymore. But I still missed those heels. I threw on my thick parka over my dress, pulling up the hood carefully over my shoulder-length, curly light brown hair, and stepped outside, immediately shivering. The brisk, cold air whipped around my face as I made my way to the horse's paddock at the side of our red brick farmhouse. The light was already beginning to fade in the late afternoon. Fraser Farm was perched on a hill in the middle of the countryside, miles from anywhere, and as such was often weather-beaten. Rory bred Highland cows here. Gorgeous, furry, ginger beasts who were as gentle as they were big. I didn't really get involved in their care, though. I lived on the farm for 2 years now, but when I had arrived, I was a librarian in Glendale Village, and it had been a sharp learning curve, one that I was very much still on. Love really did have a lot to answer for. "We're going to miss the ceremony at this rate," I said when I walked into the paddock. Rory was waiting by the open gate, wearing a big coat and wellies like me, which hid the kilt I knew he had on under there.
"Plenty of time,"
he said airily. That man was too laid back for his own good. "Let's just hurry this along," I said. "We can't let them down."
Okay, come on then. We'll try to lure the idiot out with an apple,"
he said with a sigh. The horse in question, Prince, stood in the middle of his paddock, looking at us stubbornly. Despite the fact it was freezing and sleet was on the cards later, he didn't seem at all inclined to let Rory take him to his stable. He reminded me of Harry when he didn't want to do something that I asked him to, even when it was for his own good. I joined Rory in the paddock and took the apple from him.